poll, Biden support collapsing in Michigan. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 22, 2024. President Joe Biden's support is collapsing in Michigan. A CNN survey released Friday revealed. According to CNN survey, former President Donald Trump is leading Biden by 8 points in the key swing state, with 50% support to Biden's 42% support. When third-party candidates are included, Trump still maintains a lead, garnering 40% to Biden's 34%, a difference of 6 percentage points. Another 18% chose independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and 4% said Cornel West. The survey found that Biden's lead among minority voters is narrower and he trails Trump by significant margins among independents and young voters, according to CNN. Perhaps what is more significant is that most voters in Michigan say they have already decided who they will vote for. But according to the results, about a quarter say they could move in another direction in the coming months. Per CNN, there's even more room for movement among a few key subgroups. In Michigan, 45% of independents and 41% of voters younger than 35 say they're less than solidly decided. And it's 32% of independents and 34% of younger voters in Pennsylvania. Most, 54%, said they believe things in the U.S. will fundamentally change if he wins the election, whereas a plurality, 44%, believe not much will change if Biden remains. Speaking to Breitbart News Daily on Wednesday, Trump endorsed Senate candidate Mike Rogers, vying for the seat in Michigan, said the massive shift in the state's voter base, moving from more Democrat to Republican, can be directly attributed to Biden's policies. The most expensive vehicle now to operate in the state of Michigan in 2024 is your grocery cart, Rogers explained, highlighting the reality of a $1,000 increase since Biden's been elected, for everything from your bread and your eggs and your cheese. For your gasoline and gas again is spiking up, by the way, and this is all bad policies by Biden, he said, also pointing to the border crisis, which is affecting Michigan as well despite it not being a southern border state. When you look at the southern border, crime has come to Michigan. There is no southern border. We're on the border of Canada, and our problems are coming from the southern border. We have criminal cartel gangs operating in Michigan from Chile, doing these really high-end sophisticated burglaries using jamming gear, he said, ultimately concluding that voters in the swing state now clearly see the contrast between an America under Trump's leadership and an America under Biden's. And then you go to the Biden years and see all of that change. And now you get to say, okay, now you get to choose between two of these. I think that's what you see changing across the landscape, he added.